Meeting to order, if we could. Could we please rise for a pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the July 6th, 2021 Chester Heights Council meeting. I had to ask our borough
Zoom moderator,
secretary, Sue Timmons, when we last met in person, and that was March 2nd of 2020. So it's glad to be back in person with other people. Anyway, moving forward, up on the agenda first, we have roll call. Tonight we have present Borough Solicitor Jerry Montella, Borough Engineer Matt Hootman, Mayor Fred Wood, Councilpersons Natalie Anderson, Bob Adams, Susan Clark, Jeannie Marie Ellis, and myself. Not present tonight are Councilpersons Laura Lim and Dave Ferkster. Next up on the agenda is the opportunity for public to address council. We ask that you state your name and address for the record. Is there anyone in the first row? Second row?
Yes, I'm Gabby Grand.
Okay.
Where do you live?
I live at Brookfield Townhomes. Sorry, can you say it? I should stand.
No, you don't stand.
Okay.
Just your address.
Okay, 66 Hunter's Lane, Brookfield Townhomes. So I'm here with a couple other residents, and a couple others are coming soon to talk about some issues that we're having in the community with the builder not addressing these issues. We have a very long list of things that we need repaired, things that haven't been responded to via email, text, call. There's just many different things, safety reasons. Our roads, we had Mr. Hootman come in and take a look, and he agreed with us, and he's been very helpful with responding that our roads are in serious need. We have a resident here behind me whose daughter just fell and scraped everywhere, blood everywhere, because there's potholes. We can't get speed bumps put in because our roads aren't finished, and there's cars speeding in and out, delivery, whatever it is, and we have kids just out playing. Just many different issues, mostly in terms of safety and serious issues that are not being addressed. So we just wanted to bring it here because we feel we're not being heard trying to address it with the builder himself.
Sure. Could we get a copy of that, maybe, with the public safety issues first and then down the line?
Yeah, if I could recuse myself as a council now, I'm actually president of the HOA for Brookfield. Gabby, she's, of course, now we're getting all, everybody's coming to us with a lot of these issues. And I think our biggest thing is we wanted to make council aware, Chester Heights aware, that the builder's not responding to anything over there.
Okay.
And it's been going on, and Matt's been great. I mean, Matt is the only one who's responded to anything, and he's really, put forth the effort to help us out. But as far as the builder goes, as far as the building inspector goes, we have issues of people moving in over there, and why we're even in, use and occupancy issues and, issue because of work not being done. We had a more severe issue back here. If you could state your name, Rob, and the instance you have.
27 Hunter's Lane. The issue that he's talking about is we had water underneath the bar. Say there's four units, and we had water coming into our sump pump from underneath. I was pumping probably anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 gallons of water each day.
Really?
So the water was coming into the pit nonstop from the day I moved in to about right up to where they finished the work. It has stopped.
Okay.
But the amount of water was unbelievable. I have videos, I have pictures. Matt did see it. I was never told about the water. And I can prove in many, many ways that Conrad didn't know. Jane Anderson, who sold me the unit itself. So it was crazy. I mean, to deal with that when you first move in, I had to replace the pump. I had to try to keep things moving and follow up with emails and right from day one with the superintendent. So now that it's, relieved, it's a lot better.
Was the pump not covered for the first 1 year?
The pump that he installed 3 to 4 inches. Now, this pump was going off anywhere from 30 to 45 seconds.
Really?
I installed a pump that would let more water fill up, so it would go off every 3 to 4 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, the stress of sitting in your bedroom and hearing the pump every 30 to 45 seconds isn't bad, but when you don't hear it, you think something's wrong.
Sure.
Now, I never got any water in the basement, but the amount of water that it pumped was just...
When that pump went on, where did it exit the water to? Out the grate?
Well, it used to just pump it out onto the grass, which means it would just come back down and come back up again.
Sure.
I put hosing from my pump all the way to the storm grate.
Okay.
Myself and my neighbor, and then the other neighbor at the other end did the same thing going out to the storm grate.
Sure.
That helped a lot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it kept going, whether it rained, it could be dry for 2 weeks, the water was basically coming from underneath.
So it wasn't a grading issue then, Matt, you don't think?
No, it was groundwater, and we got Mango out there a couple months ago, and we got the developer to dig out the back of those four sets of units down below the basement floor slab elevation and install, you know, the wick drain, which then is the storm sewer that we had, that they installed behind the units was deep enough so that that drain could flow by gravity into the storm sewer, which was fortunate. Because then you don't have to worry about pumping anymore.
Sure. So since then, it's alleviated the problem?
Yes.
Okay.
The strangest thing, though, I'm a superintendent for a GC in Philadelphia. So, again, I'm not just looking at dirt and water.
Sure.
When they first started the digging at my end, which they were supposed to start at the other end, as soon as he started digging, the water stopped. No piping, didn't even reach the bottom. That was the last time I ever had water.
About that.
So something was definitely up, but yes, it is working now.
Okay.
We hope it's working now, or the water's going somewhere else, but it's all better for basically all four of our units.
Drew, if I may, I got a complaint from a resident on Hunter's Lane as well. His first name was Jim, and he lives a couple doors down from the model home. I can't think of his last name right now, but his was mainly around some of the interior finish work, and I believe we referred him to the building inspector.
Okay.
Many of the foundation walls have cracks, which Bob knows we've seen some of them. Water was coming in through the window wells. It's many.
Was any of this mentioned during your 1 year walkthrough?
Yes.
Or your punch list walkthrough?
Well, I've only been in there since January, and right off the bat, my 45 day walkthrough, the super said that they weren't honoring the walkthrough to just make a list of the items that were needed.
Okay.
Look at my warranty pamphlet to make sure that they're serious items, and they would try to get to it. It's very hard to sum up everything, but being a builder, dealing with walkthroughs and punch lists, you either take care of it from the beginning or you're not going to take care of it. I mean, I can't speak for Conrad,
yeah,
but I've gotten a good look at what's going on. I mean, I completed most of my items because they just weren't getting to it. I mean, I'm sure you're not involved with the interior items, but the ones that everybody here for today is the exterior. I didn't mention Bob, but about 2 weeks ago, coming into development, I hit one of the potholes. We're all pretty good at dodging them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some very large one, but I cracked my left driver window. Just a small little fraction, and it went from there. It's things like that. So, I mean, some of the holes are pretty big.
Sure.
I had a party for my daughter about a month ago. I decided to get buckets of stone and fill the majority of them myself at my end because I had people parking in the driveway, in the street. So.
Matt, question. As far as these outside items, especially the road, I'm sure there's escrow money the borough's holding.
Yeah, there's plenty of escrow money. And all the foundations are in, and I think the heavy lifting in terms of the construction of those houses is about done. And I even mentioned to Steve Conrad that, you know, we got to get the roads back in order because they are tore up.
Okay.
They are tore up. So we started a punch list item needs to be completed. A lot more needs to be done. I'm sure I'll probably meet with some members of the community again in developing that punch list and in the effort to get everything brought up to speed because it's time.
Okay. So do you think those roads will be paved prior to this winter? I mean, that's coming pretty quickly.
The way dedication issues go, there's a chance they have to be right on it and stay on it, you know, for that to happen. But one of the first things that we do need to get done is get those roads in decent condition.
Okay.
I'm going to speak to, again, as a resident, one of the more immediate issues that is the street lighting over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have, that's the whole issue here, is they've just gone unheard of. And I've instructed the, as an H, you know, part of the HOA with Gabby and Abby, I've instructed residents, we hear a lot of the, you know, we're not concerned about kitchen cabinets and doorknobs and things of that nature. We're concerned about things that can overall affect the community, you know, back to that ditch. You know, I don't know, Bob told you, but OSHA was out there because they didn't comply with shoring up that ditch, and he had men working in there. And it was very dangerous. So what happens is, you know, with my construction back there, as you two drill, when OSHA comes out, there's prints that are developed, and Matt knows this as well. If you don't comply to the safety and your men, women, whomever aren't certified in certain ditch repair and so forth, there can be not only on the HOA, you know, the development right down to the borough. So it was a big trickle effect here with a lot of these items, same with the potholes, with the street lighting over there. And so what I did was, in the interest of time, because I don't want to, you know, we have to move on with other business, but I wanted council and everyone to be aware of what's going on and a lot of the residents. And I feel that if we don't start seeing some things here, particularly the most important things is the some of the temporary street repairs and the street lighting. That's been, Matt, that's been going on for, you know, and then there's the lack of lighting not being installed on people's homes and, you know, use and occupancy being issued. So, you know, if you drive down there, like, you know, you have children and everything, and we've sent, not me, but I mean other board members and people have sent emails and they've just gone.
Are those lights still on 24/7?
Oh, no, they took care of some of them, but there's supposedly, Matt did send us a site plan and there's 11 lights supposed to be in there. There's only six.
That are not in.
Yeah. So, and we've sent email, I mean, we're pretty much at wit's end right now as far as everything's falling on deaf ears. So we're, you know, Matt went up to the escrow money. You know, we're aware of the escrow money, and I got to be honest with you, being in the building trade, knowing what has to go on there yet, there's not enough money in escrow to cover everything that needs to be done. Between the road and lighting and sewer replacement, storm inlets, there's just so much need, the whole storm sewers need to be flushed, but there's just a lot of work there that needs to be done, and we're concerned. We're concerned. So anything you can do, Matt, it will help speed it up. You know, we appreciate it. We've been great so far, and you know, and so what I did, you know, just to pass out to everybody, just so you have, well, this is labeled street light plans. Abby, he's on our board. Where is Abby? Right here. He come up with this list. This is just an idea of what we're looking at here.
I drove through Wakefield this weekend, and I think one of the reasons that the road is not done is they're not done building all the units. And generally, when a developer does a development, that's the last thing they do. I know it's not a happy place to be, but that's the reality. Now, that doesn't mean that he can't make repairs to make it reasonably safe, right? But that's why it's not been done. Isn't that fair, Matt?
Yeah, that's one of the primary reasons.
The other thing is the fellow that I was referring to, his name is James Otto. He lives at 7 Hunters Lane, if you want to get in contact with. And I was just reading his email from 2019, and it was indoor and outdoor things.
Yeah, those two. He was just actually deployed, so he's not here, but he knows he's been a part of all the meetings and things. We just had only a few people come today to speak, but yeah, everyone's in agreement and the development.
The only concern is the safety measure, right?
Yeah.
So, like, as you mentioned, like, it can save to make it reasonably safe.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
So I think that needs to be turned over to Rich Jensen to follow up.
Okay. Matt, at what point can the borough step in for some of these public safety issues, for example, the potholes, the lighting, and actually contract out for that work?
No, yeah, I don't think we're there. I mean, I've spoken with the developer saying that, you know, we need to get started on these. I'll have to put more pressure on, maybe get some things in writing so it has more of a document, you know,
sure,
feel to it. And then allow him sufficient time to do repairs, which could be, you know, 60 days, you know, by the time you, you're able to do prep work and schedule papers and stuff. So I don't think we're in that position yet. Now, if nothing improves by the beginning of fall or mid-fall, I think that's plenty of time.
Are we able to hold up any UNO inspections or any further permits that have to be issued? I'm not sure if all the foundations are in, if all the houses are built yet.
If that's policy of the borough, I don't know. I guess we have to talk to Rich about that.
Okay.
I wanted to point out the biggest thing on this list here, if you'll notice, and we did this because of the time frame. If you'll see a lot, and there's some things on here that are, this is collectively from a lot of the homeowners, so, but you're going to see over in the last column here, Matt, a lot of these items are when we walked through, what was it, a couple months ago?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you'll see all the red, like 2 months is going by, and nothing's been addressed.
Okay.
So that's what we're really concerned about. And then, you know, Matt, you know, he did send us an email the other day, I guess, when was it, Gab, last week, about a couple months or something. I guess it was Matt, right?
Yeah.
But it's far from that, I can tell you right now. I mean, there's two sets of units there that are at the end, and there's like nobody really there unless I'm missing something. Like the work is just not getting done.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I understand that there's a time frame and things need to be done, but we've been asking for this for a long time now. It's past that 60 days, you know? And kids are playing right now, it's summertime. They're out in the streets, it's dangerous. Like I said, we have a girl who was completely scraped up. How many more of these accidents, or hopefully not, no more of these accidents will happen until something is done. We feel we're pretty much at our end right now. And just thinking about like mid-fall feels like a very long time right now.
Okay.
Another thing that's serious, I mean, if you look at interiors, you've got new home and there are problems. We have numerous mail sent out to these guys on cabins, on floor,
yeah,
and roofing, drywall, ceiling. I mean, there he doesn't respond. He doesn't respond to any court orders or any attorney order. He just doesn't listen. He doesn't never respond. And everything is extremely poor quality.
With all due respect, I know we're neighbors, but again, we want to limit this to the common areas because.
Yeah.
You know, we can't address homeowner issues. I guess what we're really concerned about is what is, you know, the safety of the community, you know, and then which passes through this, you know, the liability of Chester Heights ultimately, you know what I mean, with street lighting and potholes and so forth. So we do want to, you know, we don't want to get into all the homeowner issues.
We'll step up the pressure to get these things taken care of.
You know.
I'll make sure I have a conversation tomorrow with Rich Jensen, our building inspector. And could you text me or email me the addresses that you think people occupied prior to UNO being issued?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's not that. It's not that the UNO was issued. It's why they were issued. You know, when you have lighting outside that wasn't installed and drainage that wasn't installed or clear lighting that should have been installed before settlement, why was it issued? So I can't speak to say they... I do know they were issued. There was a lot of work that typically is not, you know, just my construction background.
That wasn't complete.
Not complete prior to settlement. You know
sure.
What I mean?
So. Okay. All right. Is there anyone else here from Brookfield while we're on the topic?
Got about 2 more hours. But the only thing I want to say is definitely time. And in the field again, it's definitely time. There's really no excuses or reason. We can give you a lot, but even to put a stone coating on it, you know, not to finish the blacktop. We know that you have to wait to the end, trucks, deliveries. But if your trucks are running into potholes, you could do a little bit. So
sure.
It's definitely time to.
Okay.
And some dates too, a schedule.
Sure. You know? Okay. All right. I'll work with Matt and Rich Jensen, and if you have those addresses that you suspect all the work wasn't done, send those to me also.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you. Anything further for Brookfield that you have for tonight? Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there anyone in the second row? Third row? Okay. Moving forward on the agenda, we have item number 4, approval of the meeting minutes for our June 7th regular council meeting. Do I have any questions, comments, or concerns in regards to those meeting minutes?
At the very top, it says June 6th. It does.
Okay.
I just saw it for the first time right now, and I've read them twice today, so.
Okay, if there's no comments or questions on those minutes, do I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes for the June 7th meeting?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved. Next up on the agenda, we have the June Treasurer's Report. That report has receipts totaling $33,936.13 and expenditures totaling $128,319.56. Do we have any questions or comments in regard to that report? We had the playground lumped into that month.
My fault, sorry.
Any further questions or comments? Okay, do I have the motion to approve the June Treasurer's Report?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
One second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved. Up next on the agenda, we have item number 6, correspondence.
Thank you, Mr. President. Correspondence this month. Our American Recovery Act application was completed mostly by Darlene Curtin and submitted on 6-8, and then acknowledged by a letter from Governor Wolf regarding receipt. We had communications continue regarding the Walnut Hill Boulevard upkeep and those islands there. Rose Hill construction is starting too early. We actually have had 2 complaints about that before 7 a.m. The Summit changed its name to Merrill Gardens. Trooper Tobin sent her report. She will not be here this evening. In the month of June, we had 4 crashes, 13 traffic stops, 1 report of criminal mischief, and 3 thefts. Most of those were down or equal to last year at the same time. We have a land development plan that was submitted for 53 Baltimore Pike, and then the county acknowledged their receipt of same, and they're having hearing about that on 7/15. We have 2 complaints coming from the Highland Reserve. One is people are painting the parking lot and taking up spaces and then playing volleyball instead of letting their neighbors park, and wanting to know if we can step in and talk to the HOA about that. And then a new person moved in, and they're saying there's water runoff from a neighboring community, and there are overgrown trees and isn't sure how to address that and is looking for direction on that. And then communications with all of the managers at Darlington Woods and the Village of Valley Brook for in-person tax collection with Marianne Furlong for the Garden Valley School District taxes. It will be 8:24 in Darlington Woods Clubhouse and 8:26 in this clubhouse where we're sitting right now. And that's our correspondence. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Okay, up next on the agenda, we have inspectors' reports. First up, Building Inspector, did Rich leave anything for you for building?
Rich did send something in. I don't have a memorized. Give me a second here. I'll pull it up.
I have the Fire Marshal's report.
We can circle back to you, Susan, if you want. Okay, up next, the Fire Marshal's report.
He apologizes for not being here. There were 3 incidents this past month, and routine matters.
Perfect.
Was that enough?
Yeah.
Susan, if you want to read the building inspector report.
Rich just said normal inspections. 4 permits were issued for HVAC and a roof. He started to send out letters for fire inspections, and they should be starting shortly. The zoning hearing board hearing was continued. I believe that's for a property over on Baltimore Pike, apartments to a barn, or an apartment to a barn. And he did some work around that. So that's the report.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Moving forward, Roadmaster, Emergency Management Coordinator, Larry Ward.
There's been some courses that I've taken locally at Congress Emergency Management to continue on with that through the county. As far as Roadmaster goes, just to reiterate, we were able to get PennDOT to fix the pothole up at Valley Brook and Route 1 off to the side. Last work session, it may,
liaison asking for a schedule on when that road is going to be paved. So
it's been on the schedule every year for the past 4 years.
And they mark it out every year.
Yeah, and they don't do it
for a bid. You know, you can see the markings every year. You know, it's like, yes, this year, and then it's like, no, not this year. Other than that, there's been an uptick on PA1 calls, so there's been a lot of PA1 calls, that has been cleared. A lot of construction going on. Other than that.
Thank you for removing the tree on Wawa Road the other morning.
Larry, thank you. Okay, moving forward, Susan, do we have anything for zoning from Rich?
No.
Okay. All right, moving forward, item number 8 on the agenda is solicitor's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you like me to talk about the ordinances medical marijuana? We'll do it through the committee reports now.
Yes.
So I sent around the final drafts of the two ordinances, medical marijuana, dispensary facilities, and medical marijuana drug processing. This has been discussed before council a few times, and we've made some revisions.
Excuse me, she's saying a blue Mazda 3 is blocking her.
Well, I can't, it's too close to my car. I can't look at my car to get in.
Blue Mazda 3?
Yeah, on the Nissan Rogue, it's the one next to me. I'm not sure whose car that is. That's one of you guys.
If it's no one here, it's someone at the pool.
Someone at the pool.
Okay.
It's not your night. Maybe one of these kids.
Or one of the kids.
So as I was saying, I did the drafts. Matt had looked at it, Rich Jensen had looked at it. It was discussed before the borough's planning committee, ordinance committee, about a week ago. And it's now ready to be forwarded to the borough's planning commission committee and the Delaware County planning committee. Once we receive comments back, if they're not substantive, then I'll ask council to allow me to advertise these two ordinances for a public hearing. And based upon that public hearing, council can decide whether or not to adopt it. So for tonight, I'm just simply seeking authorization to forward these two drafts to the Borough Planning Committee, as well as the Delaware County Planning Committee for their review and comments.
The Planning Commission.
Right? Commission. That's correct. Thank you.
And just so everyone knows, there's two ordinances. One is for medical marijuana dispensary, and one is for medical marijuana growers. And we did some research. Most of it's going to be along in what the food business district.
So the dispensary facility would be along the B1 business corridor of the borough, with a number of restrictions and limitations. It would be no more than 250 feet from a residential area. So there are some buildings that would where they could dispense this medical marijuana. The other would be in the limited industrial district for the growing processing. That really was the most viable alternative for that particular zoning use. So one would be growing processing, the other would be dispensary.
Susan, I'll defer to you to call for that motion since you've been working on this.
I'd like to make a motion that we allow the solicitor to forward our proposed ordinances to the Chester Heights Planning Commission and the Delaware County Planning Department.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion.
Thank you for all your hard work, everybody who worked on this.
With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Susan. Jerry, anything else?
No, just routine matters.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward on the agenda, number 9, engineer's report.
Yeah, listed on the agenda is to reaffirm the planning module approval for the Old Chester Heights Market property. As you recall, Borough Council did pass a resolution for the planning module back in April, and it was signed in April. But what's happened is some of the supporting documents that go with the planning module were dated after April. And if DEP sees the resolution from the township predates one of the supporting data, they're just going to kick it right back. So what's on the agenda is to the planning module is now complete. All the supporting documentation is complete. It's just to reaffirm that resolution, which was already passed, so it can be dated in July and then sent off to DEP.
Do we need a new resolution, Jerry? Can we just approve this?
Just approve this. You can just approve this.
Okay. I'll call for a motion to reaffirm the resolution approving the planning module for 1 Smith Bridge Road.
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion is approved. Matt, could you just speak briefly to the water runoff we had on Llewellyn Road?
Yeah. Yeah, there was, 296, yes. They provided a video to Drew, which he then passed on to me during one of those heavy downpours, I guess. There was water with you know, sediment and flake particles brought with it crossing Llewellyn Road down by the low point. And actually what happened is I think the facilities, sedimentation facilities, were working fairly well on the site. But water coming down the shoulder of the road hit the old farm access drive, the old farm, and it kicked the water out into the road before it got another 20, 25 feet to where it would have naturally entered the culvert and gone under the roadway. Now part of the approved plan was that the developer has to install a culvert underneath that farm access driveway so it doesn't kick it out to the roadway. And then they're also reconfiguring the outlet or the inlet to that culvert underneath the roadway to greatly increase its efficiency. So all that material, we talked to the site contractor today, all that material has long been ordered. They're waiting for it to arrive, and as soon as it arrives, they're going to install it. So it was unfortunate that that happened, but I believe it's going to be remedied within a couple weeks in accordance with the approved plan.
Could I get notified when that's going to happen?
Yeah, sure.
Matt, anything else?
Just quickly, the bids for Heather Lane, that storm culvert or storm sewer repair, they're out and been advertised. So we'll get those results back shortly. I can report to the Borough Council. And we did authorize more construction for video. Inspect the storm sewer at Valley Brook Road from the Baltimore Pike down to the apartments. And we were going to do that to see what shape that was because we're holding up our road paving program on Matson Road so we see what condition that storm sewer is in.
Okay. Great, Matt, thank you. Okay, moving forward on the agenda, item number 10, Mayor's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just routine matters.
Great, thank you. Okay, up next we have committee reports. Up first, we have school district, education, library. Susan?
I have something to say about the library, and then I'll turn it over to Debbie Miller, who's our library representative, and Mary Kate Burney, who's on the school board. I had a resident, her name is Lee Greskowitz, she lives at 173 Bishop Drive, comment informing me that her parents, Wilbur Willie and Paralee M. Willie Wiley, made a generous contribution to the Rachel Cole Community Library. They lived in Concord Township in Chester Heights Borough. They retired to Granite Farm Estates, and they were members of the library and avid readers. Her mother was a teacher at the old Concord Elementary School for 20 plus years. Her father was a retired Air Force officer, and he taught at Delaware County Community College for another 20 plus years. I don't know that the transfer has been complete. Debbie's going to follow up on that. But I was really glad to hear that ex-residents of our borough were recognizing the importance of the library.
Very good.
Debbie, did you want to comment on the library?
Yeah, I was just going to say that the library is open now until 6:30. They are also not doing as many curbside deliveries of people dropping off or picking up books curbside, but they have on the average 150 people people coming in and out of the library daily. So since, you know, things have opened up, the library is being used, and it seems like young families, because they said the children's book section is very slim. Pickings over there. So that's good to hear.
Mary Kay, I know it's summer break, but what's going on with the school district?
School district, I think I reported last month that we had a 0.5 increase. We actually passed a 0% increase.
Oh my gosh, whoa, how about that?
We came on with a reassessment, which I did something positively, other negatively, and we went to school department, just we got zero. So that's a lot of hard work trying to spend the kudos and everything else. So trying to keep that in mind for everyone.
Thank you, Mary Kay. Thank you, Debbie.
Can I also add that in Chris Quinn's newsletter, he did point out that Garnet Valley received an additional $4 million from the state's budget this year that they did not have last year, and so did Rose Tree Media and all that. But we're getting more money from the state this year, which is super helpful, especially with the reassessment going on this year.
Okay, moving forward, we have finance, insurance. Fred, do you have anything for us with that?
I have no report today.
Okay, finance. Fire company, I assume there were Forrest and Staves here, nominating vacancy.
One thing on that.
Sure.
The auditors did complete their audit.
Okay.
For 19 and 20 of the fire company officials. So the borough should be receiving that. You know, I don't know how long it takes from the time of meeting until the time of final report. But that should be coming.
Dave spoke of that. He said that he expects that somewhat soon. Okay. Thank you, Larry. Okay, moving forward, nominating vacancy, no report, communications, public relations.
Thank you, Mr. Gina. President. The only thing I have to report is that newsletter content is due August 20th, and as soon as we figure out what the theme is going to be for this newsletter, I'll be asking for content contributions. I am thinking it will continue on the history theme because we're trying to continue to commemorate the 75th anniversary of our founding now that we can actually do stuff in person.
Great, thank you. Up next, Mayor's Event Committee.
Yes. Gina, could you give a report?
That's me. So I want to thank whoever was in charge of the weather for the most perfect night for our weather for our movie night showing Moana at St. Thomas. To thank, we have DJ Sound and Light, the Plum Pit Food Truck, Optinocker, St. Thomas, and the Country Press, and then also for their help that evening, Natalie Anderson, Gloria Ann Ellis, Drew Baum, and Dave Ferkser. We do have another event planned for the 3rd, whatever, I guess the 7th, the 16th, the 17th?
18th, I think, Gina.
In September.
It's 18th.
The 18th. The 17th or 18th of September, I have to look at the calendar. We'll do another one, and I'm always open to suggestions for movies that your children will want to watch. My understanding is no boys wanted to come see Moana, so I will lean towards boys for the next pick if anybody has suggestions. And St. Thomas was wonderful about it. Both priests came over and said, we can do this every night if we want to. They were so excited to host, and they were really nice about that. And then one more thing, since we have so many new community members here that I haven't seen, if you want to be included on the borough's email list to get all the official information from the borough, I write all of them. Just leave your email address with Sue or Darlene, and we'll add you to our constant contact email distribution list, and you'll get all of the notices for meetings and playground openings and all the other trees down, whatever's important. Thank you.
Okay, moving forward, we have Historical Committee. Sue, do you have anything for us?
I'm going to make the report if it's okay with you.
Sure.
The Historical Committee has been very, very active this year with the 75th anniversary. I'd like to give a cheer out to Tony Arati and Ann Sorrell. I'm new to the Historical Committee this year, and I learned a lot. And these guys worked so hard with, you know, going back in history, providing pictures and things of that nature, so that if you happen to know the guys, thank them when you see them, because they did a super job. A couple other things, the DeSalvo sign, we're in our final revision for that, so we're working with Legacy on that, and that looks great. We're also working on the historical residential signs that we're going to place on all of our historical homes. I think there's going to be about 22, and we're going to start ordering all of that. And lastly, we're going to dedicate the sign and on September 26th at 4 o'clock. At least that's our tentative date that we're working towards, and we'll keep you updated on that. So, thank you.
Just a quick note, Natalie has been appointed to that committee. She's been working with them for months now, so thank you, and we look forward to your continued support. Okay, up next we have Planning, Zoning Committee.
Yes, the Planning Commission did meet last month. All the members were present. The PAL presentation, well, the PAL, I would say that it's a PAL attorney and the developer and their group presented primarily about some of the questions that came up when they made their initial presentation. The Planning Commission made a preliminary vote as to whether to go with the 52 townhomes and leaving the remainder of the property as open space in some form or fashion deed restricted, or to go with the by right plan, which would be approximately 13 single family homes.
28
single family homes?
Because there's all the homes also behind the Village Valley Road right back here.
I thought it was 13 that they discussed.
But so the by right plan is?
What is it? 23. Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
You're both right. Okay, so anyway, the single family homes. And the Planning Commission 5-2 said that they were leaning towards the townhome development so that the rest of the 48 acres or so could be preserved as open space in some form or fashion. There were some options within that. I'm not going to go through all of it. But that was basically their conclusion. There was some other matter that was dealt with at the meeting. But the next thing they need to do is to decide whether the borough should accept dedication of the open space or not. And that will come to council. And that's all I have. Any questions?
Okay, thank you, Susan. Moving forward, engineering, construction, inspections.
We did have a meeting on June 14th to talk about fire inspections. I did send my notes out to the attendees. I will forward it to the rest of council. I think the only, there's some things that need to be done to the website, some documents that need to be updated. I need to follow up with Rich Jensen. We would like an inspection schedule so that we can kind of track what's going on. We did have a meeting, and I'll send the notes out to council, and I need to follow up with Rich Jensen.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Moving forward, ordinance code review.
We did have a meeting on June 21st of the ordinance committee. Dave Berkser was not able to attend, but Natalie did come in his place. Between what Jerry, Matt, Rich had given me as far as updating the code and some items that I also identified, we went through the list. And the two priorities right now are the medical marijuana ordinance and the septic abandonment ordinance. And then there were a number of other ordinances that require tweaks. Like, for example, it says the Planning Commission should have 9 members. We haven't had 9 members in years, so we have 7 members. So there's a lot of little things like that we can sort of batch up those changes and fix at once after we get through these two priorities. We'll see if we can get them done this year towards the end of the year. It's very busy with budgets and taxes and holidays and things like that. So we'll see if we can get to batch up several smaller changes and do some cleanup on the building.
I did have a discussion today with my CFO with regard to the revision of the septic ordinance, and I'm going to put something together now that I had a discussion with him, and when I draft it, I'll send it to the ordinance committee, along with Matt and Mike for their final comments. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks, Joe.
I have a question about the, while there is no active contract on the corner of 1 and Valley Brook, do we want to consider changing the zoning there and making it more precise so we don't end up with another zoning hearing and being caught flat-footed again, or do we want to leave it the way it is? And we can talk about that at a work session, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure what's involved with changing.
The borough can revise their zoning ordinance at any time. There's a process.
There is a process.
You have to get get the an ordinance. Is it by ordinance?
Yeah, you have to amend the ordinance. You have to determine what the use of that use is in that B1 business district. You have to advertise for a public hearing. You have to run it by the committees and commissions, the departments. So there is a process. You can amend the zoning ordinance and determine what the proper use of would be in that particular zoning district.
I know it was a question that came up during the zoning hearing about the car wash, like, why is this even being considered? And we had to explain why it was being considered, because our zoning is vague, and it was mentioned that maybe we should make our zoning a little less vague should this property become available for sale again.
Why don't we at the work session talk about what less vague would be and then decide how we want to proceed?
Okay.
Yeah, if we have a July work session.
Okay, very good. Okay, moving forward, we have public safety, environment, no report. Moving forward again, public safety, borough police protection, no report. Next up, borough property, parks, open space. Gina, I think you have a report
yes.
from Laura.
Councilwoman Lim is on vacation with her family, but she did give me this update to pass along to the community. The park modernization's largest effort is complete. The play equipment has been installed, kit tested, and kit approved. The play equipment totaled $72,338. Removal of the old equipment and install of new equipment came to $66,200.50, totaling $138,538.50. A pet station and new trash cans were purchased, totaling $2,023.57. Two new soccer nets were purchased and installed for a total of $365.70, and two bluebird houses were purchased and installed for $275.89. We also want to thank in advance Boy Scout Troop 154 for volunteering to paint our purple dinosaur a fresh purple, and that will happen soon. The level of effort's budgeted amount was $166,000. Actual cost was $141,203.66. This was completed 15% under budget. We would like to host a park community day on July 24th from 10 to 1 p.m. for our Chester Heights residents at our community park located at 343 Valley Brook Road. We will have free birdhouses and bird feeders to paint for the children, light refreshments, and an ice cream truck, a DJ, and several free raffle giveaways donated by the community. Recycling Day update, the date has changed. The new date is September 25th from 9 to 12 at our community park. Save the date, reminders will be mailed out in August. We would also like to thank the Chester Heights Volunteer Fire Company for helping with our events to be safe by directing traffic during both events. Thank you. Laura Lim.
Thank you very much. Okay, moving forward, and I thank Laura for all her hard work on that project. Moving forward, highways, transportation. Larry, you have anything?
Nothing further.
Okay. Moving forward, public utilities, trash, recycle. I think we covered that with Laura.
I just kept
there.
Reading. Yes, we did.
There you go. Okay, old business. Do we have any old business tonight? Do we have any new business tonight? Okay, now we'll have an additional period for public to address council. We ask you to state your name and address for the record. Is anyone in the first row? Second row? Third row?
Issues in other areas that Mike's here.
really good newsletter article coming from the fire marshal.
Either the firehouse or the fire marshal.
Either one.
Fire marshal is ultimately responsible for enforcing the,
Okay.
But, absolutely.
I know that the address was like 341 to 343 or something, Ballybrook Road, and Laura said that they changed the address to just 343 Ballybrook Road, so you could find it, and we knew where it was, and I guess that's your committee. We can put that on the list. I'm looking at you.
And now that our your committee is working with the vendor for plaques, maybe we could get some kind of a plaque made up with a number.
Sure. Legacy.
Sure, okay.
There we go.
All right, very good. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the fourth row? Sure.
Brookfield. Who owns the property? Might I ask that one, Smith Bridge?
Steve Conrad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Missed that part. Sorry. That was it.
Yes. Okay. All right. Very good. At this point, we will
fourth row.
Fourth row? No? Okay. Okay. At this point, we will go into executive session in matters of real estate. There will be no motions made when we come back in the regular council meeting. To adjourn.
I like it on Zoom.
Says the Zoom moderator.
Gina, yeah. I didn't hear you. Did Laura change that to 7 days?
Yes.
Because all I keep doing is